Go to Daniel chapter 9 with me. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel 9, and we're going to verse 27, is talking about the 7-year period of time. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. The he here is the Antichrist. Notice what is going to happen. Daniel 9, 27. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant, that's that treaty that we talk about, with many, that would be the Jewish people, for 1 week. That would be the 7-year period of time. Now notice, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations shall make it desolate. This is the abomination of desolation. Thus, for a abomination of desolation and sacrifice to cease, there has to be a temple. Look up here, please, just a moment. There has to be a temple in this 7-year period of time. There's going to be a temple, Messiah's temple, over there in the 1,000-year kingdom. But there has to be a temple here in this 7-year period of time, because at the midway point, in the midst of it, Daniel 9, 27, that temple is going to have its sacrificial system cut off, and the abomination of desolation is going to take place. Now, the abomination, the original abomination of desolation, took place in 168 B.C. on December the 25th, Kislev 25, the Jewish month of December. And that's when Antiochus Epiphanes walked in, slaughtered a pig, threw his innards on the altar, and desecrated the temple. That was the prototype. That's not going to necessarily happen again. I'll tell you what the abomination is in a moment. Jesus Christ confirms what I'm telling you. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 says this, and Jesus speaking on the Olivet Discourse, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, flee for the wilderness. And so Jesus Christ confirms at the midway point there's going to be abomination of desolation. The book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4 tells us that the abomination of desolation is going to be when the Antichrist walks into the temple and sits down in the Holy of Holies and claims to be God. He blasphemes God in the Holy of Holies, the habitation for God himself. And he says, I am God. That's the abomination of desolation. Revelation chapter 11, verse 2 confirms that there will be a temple here as well, because Revelation 11, 2, John is told to take your reed and measure the place for the temple in the tribulation period. And so what I've just given you is four proof texts: Daniel 9, 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, and Revelation 11, 2. There will be a temple over there in the tribulation period. But you probably look at me and say, hey, Jimmy, there's no temple in Jerusalem now. Hey, I know that. Remember, I live there. Where the temples stood is where that gold dome building is today. And that's where the next temple will stand. But you know, erecting that temple can be done in 6 months. That's not the major problem. You've got to get that Dome of the Rock out of there. That's understood. But that's not the major problem. The major problem was preparing everything else for that temple to go up. You know what had to be prepared? They need 28,000 priests to operate the temple. I walked into yeshiva. It's a place of learning for Jewish young men, like a seminary. The rabbi, Nachman Kahana, was seated behind his computer studying the Torah. I said, Rabbi, do you use that computer for anything else? He said, I do. I said, what? He said, I use this computer for a database of Jews qualified to be priests. I said, wow. Well, why do you have that list? He said, because we've called them all to Jerusalem. I said, to do what? He said, to build a temple, and they have to be prepared as to how to operate it. And I told you I'm Baptist, but I can get Baptocostal. And I can get real loose, man. And when he said that, I started to get happy in Jesus. I said, oh, all right. Then I said, oh, wait a minute, man. Don't these priests have to have special garments? He said, yes, they do. See, the garments for the priest have to be made out of one piece of cloth. And they prepare 28,000 garments for these priests. They're in storage. I said, glory to God. And I said, hold it just a moment. What about the implements? You'd have to have the Mizrach. You know what the Mizrach is? The Mizrach is a pitcher-shaped item that's made out of pure gold or pure silver. It doesn't have a base. It has a point, because if it had a base, you could set it down and the blood would coagulate. This is blood from the sacrifices. So it has a point, so they can't set it down and it'll fall over. So the priests have to keep moving it so the blood doesn't coagulate. You need 4,000 of them. Made out of pure gold and pure silver, they have 4,000 of them. They have the table of showbread. They have the altar of incense. And just about 2 years ago, they took 100 pounds of pure gold and made the menorah, the seven-branch candelabra. It's on display in the Cardo in the old city, the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem. I could take you right now there. You could touch it with your hand. It's there. I said, wow. Then I said, wait a minute, Rabbi, I got you, man. I said, what about those harps that King David called for? He said, go over to number 10 King David Street. Isn't that a neat address? So I walked over to number 10 King David Street, and I walked in. There was Micah and Shoshana Harari. They had moved from Vermont to Israel. Micah was a finished carpenter. He could make anything with a hammer and saw. One day, Shoshana, his wife, said, Micah, my birthday is coming, and I would like for you to make me a harp. Micah said, now, darling, I would love to please you, but I don't know how to make a harp. I made a guitar, but I don't know how to make a harp. You know how you girls lay it on. Micah, it's my birthday. He said, okay, quit harping. I'll make you a harp. He went to the Jezreel Valley. He walked into a cave. There was a 10-string harp like King David used to play carved on the wall. He made a copy of it. He brought it back to Jerusalem. He made a 10-string harp. The Jerusalem Post did a story on that 10-string harp. In the story, the reporter did research, and she wrote in the story, this is the first harp made in 2,000 years in Jerusalem. The next day, an old rabbi showed up in his 80s. He walked in. Do you have a 10-string harp? I do. May I see it? You may. He held the 10-string harp in his arms. He started to cry. Shoshana said, Rabbi, why are you crying? He said, because the Talmud, extra-biblical Jewish writing, the Talmud says when a 10-string harp shows up in Jerusalem, it's the time for the coming of the Messiah. And it was there. They have 4,000 harps. That's exactly what King David called for. 2 years ago, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee at Tiberias, after 1,400 years, 70 Jewish wise men came together, experts in jurisprudence, biblical scholars, and they reformed the Sanhedrin, which is the group that operates the temple and elects the high priest. 3 weeks ago, on my radio broadcast, I was talking with Professor Hillel Weiss. He's the spokesperson for the Sanhedrin. I said, Professor Weiss, what is your latest information? He said, Jimmy, we have elected the high priest. Judy and I were just in Jerusalem. We met with the guy, or we had contact with the guy who is the high priest, who has been elected. I interviewed Yaakov Kleinman. He's the head of the Center of the Kohanim. And last Sunday, a week ago, this coming Sunday, they held a conference in Jerusalem of all the men who were priests from all over the world. And they received their final training for this temple over here. By the way, in case you're thinking I've been pulling your leg, I've documented everything on this video. The Ark of the Covenant, two rabbis on the video saw it, came within 25 feet. I said, Rabbis, why didn't you bring it out? He said, we will when we have a place to put it. All preparations have been made for this temple to go up. There's only one thing that must happen before the temple goes up. And we're out of here. And then he builds the temple. And for that close, the temple could be built in 6 months. Everything's ready. Never in the history of the world has everything been ready for the temple. The rapture takes place, and they build the temple, which is what the text says. That's how close. Are you ready? The rapture could happen. In fact, I will predict the rapture will happen tonight. Because there's not one thing that has to happen, and all is ready. The rapture will happen tonight. I think I'm in pretty good company when I make that statement. 2,000 years ago, Apostle Paul said, "And we shall be caught up together in the air." He believed in his day. He had nothing like I have. I believe with all of my heart the rapture's going to happen tonight. But should you see me in the morning, come running up to me and look in my face and, "Okay, Jimmy, now when's the rapture going to happen?" I'm going to say, "Tonight." My point, we better live like every day is the day of the rapture. And indeed, nothing is stopping it from happening tonight. How then ought we to live?